Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And you are going to know the voice on the other end of the phone because he is our neighbor, he's our friend, and he is just well known in the community. And we want to welcome to KDWA First Sergeant Dean Markison. He is here to chat about his organization, Foss and Swanson, and we're going to chat about some other things. But first of all, Dean, how goes it? We are talking in January, and do you like this weather?
Well, I enjoy it because in Minnesota, if you don't like the winter, You're not Minnesota.
You probably are right. But you just got back from a vacation, you were telling me.
Yeah, we went to the Trout Lake Christian Camp, and that's like going to heaven.
Well, tell me where that is, please, and what did you do there?
It's up by Breezy Point or the Brainerd area.
Sure.
It's on Paul Bunyan Highway.
And what brought you up there, Dean?
It is a Christian camp. Basically, they got cabins. They got big buildings where the whole congregation can meet as a group with individual rooms, a beautiful fireplace. Oh, and they feed you like a mess hall in the military.
So you felt right at home.
Yeah.
Well, Dean, that's great. So what did you do up there? Did you reflect? Did you
well,
just relax?
Basically, I rested. And then I did a lot of reading. Like, I read the story of Pastor Randy Berg. He wrote his testimony of how he came to Christ. And he used to play basketball. He couldn't jump and dunk the ball. So he couldn't do that.
But it all worked out. Great profession right now.
Yeah, and then I read a lot of old magazines from 2018. Well, I got to go back and read it because I thought David was a great man when he fought Goliath. Well, there's some stories about David that I got to study up on.
Well, that's nice. So it was kind of a springboard for you to get back into your faith. Let's speak a little bit about faith. What is your new connection to this song, Hail Mary? Because, you know, that's right up my alley as a Catholic.
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing is, I love St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church, you know, because it always goes for guidance.
Oh, that's so nice.
And then every once in a while, before the virus, one of the priests, if I was troubled, he'd lay hands on me, pray with me.
That's really nice. Who was that? Which priest was that? Father Cole?
Yeah.
How did you start to like this song, Hail Mary, because that's the song you wanted me to play as your theme song today?
Well, you play it so much on the radio that it just hit me.
Well, I love that, Dean. That's just great.
That's proof that I listen to KDWA.
That is proof. We appreciate that, Dean. Thank you so much. Hey, Dean, I wanted to ask you about your rebranding. So for people that are familiar with the Hastings area, we, as the radio station, we're at 514 Vermilion Street. So we are on the west side of Vermilion. And you are right across the street from us as our neighbor on the east side of Vermilion. What is your address, please?
507 Vermilion Street.
So 507 Vermilion Street is a wonderful place called Foss and Swanson. Now tell us about the metamorphosis that you have gone through with your space, because I know that you have changed your mission a little bit and you want people to know about that, and you want them to know about a rebranding that you've done.
Right. Well, basically, as you enter the door, you'll see basically, you know, I got like a literature rack and supply and merchandise rack, and then there's a fireplace there, and there's a sofa and three recliners. And then you go to the back room, and the first thing you'll see is the military artifacts. They go from all the way from World War I to Vietnam.
And where did you get all your artifacts, Dean?
They were basically donated to me by a Vietnam veteran from Hastings that I call the unsung hero. And also another individual who is in the antique business, I got some of them from him. And so we've kind of partnership together because he's in my basement.
He's in your basement across the street at Foss and Swanson?
That's right. He's the one that I bought Alice's restaurant from.
You are just quite the entrepreneur. For people that don't know about Alice's restaurant, why don't you tell them about that, please?
Alice's restaurant is where you can get everything except Alice. If you Google it, you'll find out that the song is all about the Vietnam War. Basically, a little bit about dodging the draft.
Is Alice's restaurant a real place?
Alice was his wife. And in there, you'll find every rose that he gave her.
So where is Alice's restaurant, please?
Well, Alice's restaurant right now is at my place.
Okay. See, I'm learning a lot. So when you walk in your Foss and Swanson, which is at 507 Vermilion Street, you will first walk in, you'll see a fireplace, you'll see a sofa, you'll see some easy chairs, you'll see some military relics, and then is Alice's restaurant?
Okay, that's the bench sitting out front.
Oh, Alice's restaurant is the bench sitting out front.
And the sign sitting out front.
Okay. It's kind of cold, though, this time of year to have an outdoor restaurant.
Yeah, but it's very nice to take a look at all the traffic that is cruising through Hastings.
Yes, you are on a quite the busy road here, yes.
And especially, I'll give warning to the people. The police department patrols it, so you might get stopped if you're speeding.
It sounds like somebody is speaking from experience.
No, they stop them in front of my building.
Tell us what else you wanted to fill us in on.
On the other side of the room is the thing that I really want to get started in Hastings, my life, my story. What that basically is, it's a BA program that you tell your doctor your story and he determines what your treatment plan is. Well, we're not using that for that purpose, but that's the sounding board. But the one thing that all veterans need to do is get it out of their gut, their story, so they can get well. And I know it hurts, but if they release their inner feelings, they'll feel better. But that's for all people, not only veterans.
So are you able to help facilitate that, or how does it work?
Well, I'm hoping that the River of Life minister will be assisting me with that, as he's the president of the Ministerial Association.
And that's Pastor Neil Johnson, isn't it?
Yeah, and he stopped in, saw me, took my business cards, and he said, well, Dean, I'll tell you what, if we got any homeless people that come to the church, I'm just going to send them to you, because you'll be there to help them.
Well, I know that's what you're known for, Dean, is you really do try to help everybody that comes your way. So when Foss and Swanson first opened, it was primarily to help veterans. And can you tell people again where the name Foss and Swanson came from?
Foss and Swanson came from two Vietnam veterans that were killed in action in Vietnam that are graduates of the Hastings High School.
And how old were they, and was this, what year would this have been, Dean?
Oh, let's see. Well, I might get in trouble with this. They attended the school with Tom Novak and also Wayne Bauer.
Okay.
Because Wayne attended the funeral of one of them just before he went on a tour to Vietnam.
So before your friend went on a tour, he was at the funeral of one of Foss or Swanson. You know, that was a terrible time, wasn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
A scary time. So this would have been probably the late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah. What I'm working currently on is we're making a book for each war area. And basically right now I'm putting in primarily their obituaries, and the families can add anything they desire to that, or else we'll just make a separate book on them.
Boy, that really is an ambitious project, and I'm sure you could use some help on that. How could people send you information? What's a good way to get a hold of you, Dean?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is my email, which is DEANRV, that's Victor, N, another Victor, ET, at AOL.com. That's my preferred method, because, number one, I do have a mobile phone, but I don't use it that much, and I'm not home too much, you know, for the home phone, so I depend on recordings, and I got a wife that reminds me, hey, you got a message.
So, Dean, you would like people to send you an email if, in fact, they have information on a local person that is a veteran of any war, is that correct?
Yeah, right, any war, because right now I got with Lakeside Cemetery, and I got a record of every veteran that is buried out there.
Boy, that's great.
I left Pete a note, but I guess I got to give him a call.
Oh, yeah, Pete likes will have.
And probably the best time is around Memorial Day, you know,
sure,
when they're getting ready to put all the Bronze Star markers out there. That's probably a better time period. I want to go out to all the outlying cemeteries and take a census, so that I got all the Hastings area covered.
You know, Dean, you really do so much, and you're always thinking a step ahead. Are you ever over at Foss and Swanson that for regular hours? What are they, please? And I know that's changed because of COVID.
I'm there from 12 to 4. Them are my hours every day, except when I'm out in other communities, basically spreading the message.
So noon to 4, is that Monday through Sunday?
No, Sunday I take off. That's Lord's Day.
It is the Lord's Day, Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Dean?
Nope. Other than just stop on in, and if there's nobody there except me, I'll just say, hey, take your own tour. So that way we abide by all the restrictions. That's the easiest way to do it. And then when they come back, you know, I might follow them around, but we'll abide by all the restrictions.
How's the family?
The family's great. My wife says she's not going to retire because she doesn't want to work for me. And my daughter, she's the best worker I got, but she's also a full-time employee over Walmart in the garden center. So, you know, I got to be nice to both of them because they're my best workers.
Oh, how sweet. Well, they're lucky to have you, Dean.
Yep. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, just moved up to Bagley, Minnesota. First-time home buyer. She lives in a housing association that's got a lake on it. She's in heaven.
No kidding. Pretty fancy. Well, that's awesome. That has to be your next vacation.
Yeah. We went up there and visited her, too, on our trip up to camp.
I'm really grateful that you called in today, Dean. Thank you so much. And again, if people want to learn more about what you do, you are open from noon until 4, Monday through Saturdays at Foss and Swanson, which is located at 507 Vermilion Street. Happy New Year to you.
God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dean. And we're going to go out to your beautiful song, Hail Mary. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Yeah.